Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, the King Center for Nonviolent Social Change in Atlanta is celebrating its 50th anniversary today. GPB's Taylor Gant reports that the center is taking today to honor a woman that turned her grief into action just 3 months after the death of her husband.
The center was founded in 1968 by Coretta Scott King, shortly after the assassination of her husband, Martin Luther King Jr. The family's youngest daughter, Bernice King, serves as CEO of the center. She says her father was supported and uplifted by her mother.
He said sometimes she had more strength than he did during times of the movement. You know, really credits her with being that, I would say, real backbone for him.
The King Center is hosting a community birthday party with spoken word performances and dramatizations of the center's historical contributions. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
DeKalb County Schools and the City of Atlanta are preparing to face off in court and at the state capitol. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the latest conflict over Atlanta's annexation of Emory University and the surrounding neighborhood.
Friday morning, a Fulton County judge will decide if DeKalb schools can defer a deadline for a handful of students to move to Atlanta public schools. Earlier this month, DeKalb filed a lawsuit claiming Atlanta used bait-and-switch tactics while annexing Emory, the CDC, and Children's Health Care of Atlanta by extending school system boundaries. The city of Atlanta originally agreed to not move the students, but at the last minute, they altered their boundaries to include the new area. Tuesday morning, the state Senate is also holding a committee meeting to determine the financial impact of annexation on the schools. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Atlanta rapper T.I. says he will not support the upcoming Super Bowl in his native Atlanta because of the league's new policy on players kneeling during the national anthem. Last month, the NFL mandated that players who didn't stand during the song would have their teams fined. Speaking on BET, T.I. says that the league is not hearing the concerns of minority fans.
It's really like you want us to shut up and take what we got coming to us in our communities. And if that's what you think about us, then why should we like really spend our money and show our extreme support of your corporation?
Anthem demonstrations, those began in 2016 as a protest to police brutality and racial inequality. Atlanta is now set to host its third Super Bowl next February at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.